Do you want to know something we've all got in common? Here it is. We all want our home to be our happy place. Of course, somewhere we actually look forward to coming home to. Why not make your home your happy place with Wayfair and become a happy new resident of the Wayberhood? Wayfair welcomes all home decorating styles, so they make it easy to find the perfect product for your home, no matter your taste. Plus, the Wayberhood exists in every single zip code because Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love, no matter where they live. Wayfair is the go-to destination for everything home. And with plenty of styles to choose from, Wayfair also makes it easy. With fast and free shipping, they'll even help you set up what you get. To find your own happy place in the Wayberhood, just visit Wayfair on their website or through the Wayfair mobile app. Wayfair, every style, every home. Food trends come and go, but there's one that never seems to go out of style. The classic chocolate chip cookie. Oh, my favorite. And Famous Amos chocolate chip cookies are as classic as it gets, truly. They're made from the original recipe you know and love. I'm talking semi-sweet chocolate chips, a satisfying crunch. All together in a cookie you can't help but eat in one bite. It's everything classic in a cookie. Find Famous Amos cookies anywhere you buy your favorite snacks. Hey, it's Andy Cohen here with this week's chapter of Andy Cohen's Daddy Diaries podcast. The high highs and low lows of my life as a daddy to two kids and dozens of housewives. Joining me as always is my long-suffering co-host, John Hill. Hey, John.
Hey, girl.
Girl, it was a week of standoffs. I had a standoff with Lucy. I had a standoff with the movie Saltburn. I had a standoff with the American Girl Nation. I had a standoff with Vanderpump Rules fans. I was dragged through it this week, I have to tell you, and you'll hear all about it on this week's installment of the Daddy Diaries podcast. Monday, April 8th. 2024. Today is 7 days, no alcohol. Feeling really good. I would say by Wednesday of last week, the great sleep that I love about this really kicked in. And I would say as of today, I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh, you snatched. I was like, but it's so funny because it's all in your head. I'm sure I do not look any different than I looked, you know, than I looked last week. But, you know, I guess you're just looking for that state of mind, you know?
Yeah, it's the way you feel.
It's the way you feel, and it's clear. And, you know, as a result of being off the booze, I stayed home all weekend. I was with the kids all weekend long. I finally watched Saltburn. I think I texted you after the first 10 minutes. I'm like, am I staying with this, babe? And you were like, what did you say?
Listen, I thought it was fun, but I did not think it was a revelation.
Thank you. I thought it was like Cruel Intentions. Which I love too. I actually liked Cruel Intentions more than I liked Saltburn. I didn't think the bathtub thing. I was like, oh my God, how shocking.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
And then, I don't know. Yeah, it was cute. I realized though from Hickey, I think I turned it off before it was over. Does he, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Saltburn, turn the channel for just a minute. So Jacob Elordi dies.
Yeah.
First of all, do we know how he dies? Does the Goonie guy kill him?
He doesn't kill him, no. Oh, well, wait, I don't remember.
Do we know how he does?
Yeah,
they do drugs,
he, like,
and then they...
Him.
Yeah. Oh, he poisons
Barry,
him?
Barry, like, gives him, like, a bottle of champagne that has, like, something in
oh,
it.
Oh, how did
him.
I not know that?
They're partying.
I don't think you
well,
watched
you definitely
far
didn't
enough
finish
then.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, did they reveal that then at the end?
Yeah.
Oh, and then... Oh, because I ended when he was laying on top of the grave.
And doing what else?
And he was, like, fucking it or something? Okay. Yeah. And then... And then it's revealed that he poisoned him. Wow, well, that's...
Yeah, true. Then they kind of go back.
There's a big... Yeah, and he basically is like talking to... He takes over and he kind of reveals that the whole thing was like one big scheme to like take over that. house.
Well, because then years later, he befriends the mom, Rosamund Pike.
Yeah.
Mm. And then, like,
he becomes her caretaker.
Does her in. And then you, like, really realize how calculated this whole thing
was.
Oh, my
God. I think I would have liked this. I was like, oh, he's fucking the grave. It's over.
And then there's a delightful end credit scene.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you missed the whole full frontal and everything at the end. You missed the whole
point. That's
but you're
so
very
funny
like
because
that.
Someone was saying, oh, he's so well endowed. I go, well, we don't see that.
Yeah, you got to watch all of
my God. Now I have to go back and watch. Oh, I turned it off and went to bed. And I was like, well, that was cute. So I have like 10 more minutes. Oh, God.
At least. Probably the best 10 minutes of the movie.
It sounds like it. I mean, with all due, you just told me the end. I guess I asked you to tell me.
You asked for it.
Yes, I did. Okay. Well, oh my God, that's embarrassing. I just, okay. Well, anyway, I watched Salt Burn. I watched episode 2 of Gerard Carmichael's reality show. John, I recommend.
I started watching
you
that.
You did.
I
it's
started, yeah.
Very sex positive. He's on Watch What Happens Live on Wednesday night. I am a fan of his. I'm
a fan. I went back and started with Rothaniel, which I had never seen.
Me too.
Reality show.
I just watched that the other night too. Excuse me. Oh my gosh. I cannot believe what I missed in that movie. I'm so annoyed. Well,
I mean, what do you expect? You didn't finish it.
You know who would have been great in that Rosamund Pike role?
Yeah.
Who?
Tosh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Natasha Richardson would have been unbelievable. I mean, no shade to Rosamund Pike, but anyway, listen, if y'all were on Greenwich Avenue between Horatio and 13th, or 13th and 14th on Saturday afternoon, boy, did you see a show. The kids woke up from their naps. I said to Ben, you want to go to Starbucks with me? He said, can I get a treat? I go, you know, yeah. And then he started to give me mouth. And I said, you know what? Nope, you're not going. I'm taking Lucy. So I took Lucy and we went to Starbucks. She's adorable. We leave Starbucks. She hurled herself on the sidewalk and refused to move until I picked her up. Now, it was Saturday afternoon. It was pretty. I was, you know, it was like a little cool out. I was bundled up. I had my extra large Starbucks tea. In other words, I had nowhere to be. I was in no hurry. And I was like, girl, you're not going to win this one. You can sit there and cry, and I ain't picking you up. Now, and I was like, come on, Lucy, because I wanted to take her to the AIDS Memorial Park to see the dogs, because there's always dogs in there, and she loves dogs. But she was going to have to walk to get there. And I said, no. I walked, like, I'm going to say 10 stops away, 10 steps away from her. So now there's a distance between us. She is on the ground. There are people passing us by. And I'm like, Lucy, come on. Let's go see the dogs. And she is just sitting there. No, no, no. And I'm like, I'm not picking you up. I'm going to say 6 minutes later, she gets up. She runs the 10 steps to me. Hugs my leg and I go, good, you're here. I take her hand because now we are going to walk. Nope. Lays down. When I tell you, it took 30 minutes for us to go 1.5 blocks, but I did not cave. And we just wound up getting home. I kind of wound up dragging her on the floor of our lobby. Of our apartment building. But There you go. I felt quite victorious. But let me tell you, met a lot of kind folks during that 30 minutes. A lot of looky-loos, took some pictures. You know, people posted me in their DMs and tagged me. Andy Cohen trying to negotiate with a two-year-old. What can I tell you? But I just want anyone who saw that spectacle to know I won. I did not cave. So there you go. Can't believe it. She turns two in 3 weeks. Mm. Out of nowhere, she has started hurling herself onto the ground, throwing fits. And I'm looking at her and I'm like, you were the cool one. Like, what is happening? Now you're going to torture me. I will say it is kind of fun when she starts freaking out, looking at Ben going, what is your sister doing? And then he's like, I don't know. Because it makes him look like the sane one now. So it's fun kind of pitting them against each other. Not really. Anyhow, that happened. We went to Lucy's Science Fair. It was real cute. They had a kind of a play table full of rainbow rice and magnets. Spent about 40 minutes there at the play table. And again, I had my tea. I was like, I have nowhere to be. Gary Jannetty posted on Instagram over the weekend. He goes, I am grateful every weekend that I don't have children who I have to keep entertained all weekend. And I commented, you make a very fair point. And then I looked at all the other comments, which were from pissed off parents, like, children entertain you. Children are the ones that are entertaining. I'm like, bitch, 50-50. Sometimes they are. Highest of highs, lowest of lows. But I will say, John, I went to a little gathering yesterday. Ben went to a movie night at Barkin's yesterday at 6:45 for dinner. And the babysitter was there with Lucy. I took Lucy out on her little like weird bike thing that I pushed all around the village for an hour. And then I got texted by a buddy of mine who you know, John, mm-hmm. the hot bearded daddy from Sag Harbor.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. He texted me and said, there's a very spontaneous gathering of guys at my place right now. Come by. And I said, okay. Now, you know, I'm not drinking and I was really in dad mode. And I went over there and I had on like wool pants and a pink cashmere turtleneck, which I very happily was walking around the village and it was nice out and, you know, I didn't have to wear a coat. And I was like, oh, I walk in, I immediately get shamed because, of course, all these queens are in tight T-shirts. And they're like, oh, are you going to an Easter service? Are you? And I'm like, you know, I go, I'm sorry, I'm not in the clone uniform of, you know, of the T-shirt. Anyway, the guy shamed me to the point that he lent me a T-shirt to wear for the party. And secondly, John, I just want you to know, I went through a thing in my head where I had to reconcile the fact that this was like 15 gay dudes who had been partying all weekend and had a great time and were having their Sunday fun day. And I was getting my head around just the differences in our weekend. And I had levels of resentment, jealousy. Mm. Then I was feeling judgy. I had a lot of emotions about it.
Well, then hopefully you can get to a place of gratitude for what you've had decades of that exact experience, and you've made a mature decision to have an experience that those people may not have. Like you have an experience that I hear people talk about the love that you have for your kid. Everyone told me I would fall in love with my kid, it would be a new thing, and now I get what they're talking about. I'll never know that, and I'm jealous of that feeling.
Interesting,
you know. So
Do you know for sure that you'll never know that? Do you know for sure that you'll never have kids?
I cannot see a world. I mean, I could maybe be a part of a family where kids exist, and that could be one thing. But having my own kid and having that love that people specifically talk about in their Instagram captions, like, everyone told me I would never know a love like this, and then it happened, and it's so true. It's that little kernel of a sentiment that I don't think I will be experiencing in terms of having my own little biological baby. Mm-hmm. You know that, and I know enough to know that there is an experience happening there, and I'm jealous of that kind of, but not jealous enough to make the happen, you know? We're not going to experience everything. I don't know what it's like to win a gold medal at the Olympics, but I know some other people experience that, and that's good for them.
Well, but by the way, you also know clarity, and I also felt like, I mean, you know, there were a lot of, I mean, I just got this. I mean, these people had really been partying all weekend too. And I was feeling so good about not having been partying all
right.
weekend.
You should
too.
Still feel good about yeah. that. Like yeah. those moments are fleeting. Also, you're going to have experiences like that in the future. You will have other weekends where right. your kids are at college and you're the hottest 70-year-old
college.
At a party.
John, I'm going to be, I'm going to be 70. That is so funny that you say that.
But you're going to have the same sensation of what it feels like to just like be with your fags, kicking in the tank top by the hot, like you're going to have that again. You're in a situation right now that you should be really proud of, and you're making wise, like mature decisions. And by the way, you still found time to go to that exact party.
You just didn't
like that you were dressed like an idiot, but you always dress kind of bad.
Oh my God. I don't dress bad in a suit. My suit game is good.
Exactly. But you have an issue with you have like this deadhead, and this is something you shouldn't change, but just accept it about yourself.
Right,
when you're casual, you're living out loud, you're living LSD
Well,
vibes.
I wasn't living out loud LSD vibes when
but
I went over there in my Easter suit.
I can picture it, but that sounds like...
No.
Like, there's nothing wrong with some staple, like, quiet luxury.
I do.
Like, you know, you don't have to look like a clone, but just a little suggestion of that without a hot pink.
I also don't have to look like a clown.
That's right.
What's the middle between clone and clown?
Right.
Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. I am so annoyed with Jerry O'Connell this morning.
Why?
Well, first of all, he was on Howie Mandel's podcast, and they asked him about like where he stands on all this, and he very sweetly, he said some really nice things about me, and he sent me the clip, or he tagged me in it, and I saw it, and I DM'd him and said, oh, that's sweet, thanks. And then he said... did you get the loafers? And I said, no, what are you talking about? And he said, I sent you Dancing Bear loafers. And I was like, I didn't get them. Dancing Bears are like part of the iconography of, you know, the Dancing Bears. They're part of the Grateful Dead kind of, you know.
Okay.
And I was like, And so he just texted me the receipt for the Dancing Bear loafers, which he sent to me. I don't know when. And he sent me the receipt. Guess how much they were? Guess how much he spent on those?
I don't want to know, actually.
$430, John.
Well, so what's they got stolen or
it's
what?
It's crazy. I don't know. But
Didn't get them or they like? Is that why aren't they there? What happened? Did he not track them?
Here's the thing. Maybe they are there. I don't know. But I just hate it that he spent $430 on these Dancing Bear loafers.
Well, that's a nice thing to do, and you guys are all rich. Like, you didn't complain when I bought you $250 Hokas that you
never
wore.
No, because I appreciate them. No, but I wore those again last week, as a matter of fact, to the gym.
Good.
Thank you
very
much.
I just want to make
much.
Sure you're wearing them.
No, I wore them again to the gym last week. I just feel bad. I'm like, please don't buy me though. Like, I just feel bad if someone buys me something.
He wanted to do something
really
nice.
Expensive.
He shouldn't have sent you the receipt though. He should have sent you the tracking number to help you find it.
Right. Well, yes. Anyway, there's that. Ooh, I also I did something very stupid last week, which I didn't think about. The repercussions are still wafting over me. But there are a few fan bases, thank you. There are a few fan bases that you just don't want to mess with.
Oh,
the
no.
Swifties are one. Mm-hmm. I do not want those young yeah. ladies coming
teachers,
after me.
Teachers, nurses, moms. Yeah.
Really 15. Well, I don't even want
no,
to
I mean,
put a demographic
general,
on
you don't want those
Swifties.
You don't want those groups is what I'm saying.
Yes, Yes, right. Nurses you don't want. Teachers.
Moms.
I can't imagine ever having anything to say about a nurse or a teacher though. You don't want Nicki Minaj. You don't want the
right.
Barbs coming after
no.
you. Just
the Beehive.
Bad, the Beehive. Again, what are you ever going to say about Beyonce? But there's this doll in Lucy's room that basically looks... Well, I said, I went on Instagram saying, does this doll look fun to you? Basically... She looked like an anchor lady from like a Rust Belt state in the 90s, okay? And she had short brown hair, not chic. She looks like a Karen, basically. She looks like a Karen doll. She got short brown hair. When I tell you, and I don't know who gave me this doll, she is, I come to find out, an American Girl doll. Now... I posted about her and I was like, look, and I guess I knew. And I was like, oh, you know, American Girl dolls are great, but does this doll look fun? And then I did a poll. Is she fun? And I had 48,000 people voted no. And I think 8,000 people voted yes. And Graciela, my friend, texted me and said, what are you doing? Do not go after the American Girl doll community.
Yeah, she's right.
She's like, this is not, you do not. And let me tell you, and when I got that text, I was like, oh, let me just check my DMs behind my DMs, behind those DMs, which are really the DMs from people just who will never get through. And let me tell you something. There were back there with all the.
Now, what was their gripe? Is
well,
it famous?
It replaced all of the Kate Middleton hate I was getting from a lot of royalists. And then it was this. And it was pretty intense.
But what is their defense? Are they saying, like, maybe dolls aren't supposed to be fun? This doll has another function. She's supposed to be practical, like a friend. Like,
they
what
were
is their
like,
complaint?
She's fun. I was worried that they were going to tell me that she has some backstory, like,
right.
oh, American Girl. Because American Girl has every kind of affliction
right.
or whatever into a doll. Like, anything... Is
right, like
now,
you're saying, should this doll be fun, insinuate, like maybe dolls aren't always supposed to be like campy gay guy fun.
Right,
like
exactly.
maybe they're supposed to be dour and dowdy
right,
and a little
and just,
like fugly and boring.
Right, maybe for the sad little girls, they want a sad little doll that they can grow
well,
up to be
of,
when they grow up, you know?
If your doll is campy and serving C-U-N-T, like you don't need to take care of it. It's like doing fine on its own. But if it has a little problem,
right.
it could be the mommy.
Right.
And yeah.
Well, let me tell you who doesn't want to be this doll's mommy. My little Lucy. I mean, every time I hand it to her, she like throws it. Now,
yeah.
everyone was like, you need to get a Baby Bitty from American Girl doll. There's
What's
some
that?
Baby Bitty doll or Baby
Beats,
Baby something. It turns out, she has a baby beanie or a baby whatever.
Like
I think my mom got it for her. And she does like that little baby. And she likes taking care of that little
Here's
baby.
Here's what you need to do. Just get a sock and put some beans in it and draw two eyes on it. And be like, here's your fucking doll. And I guarantee you she'll like it more
I'll
than
I'll have Amy Sedaris
doll.
Make that. Well, listen. she, this little, so she has the beanie thing. I just, and then I got a DM from the American Girl Corporation. Oh, girl. And they were real upbeat and they were like, hey, just want to know if we can help steer you to some American Girl dolls that you might be interested in. It's a wonderful world out there. And I was like, and I remember my sister taking my niece, Abby. Abby was like, I have to get my doll's hair done at the beauty salon. And I have to go. And I was like, you are putting money into garbage. You're putting it in a shredder and shredding it. Anyhow, there's a whole universe. I am. And I said to them, I go, Lucy loves her bitty baby. We're all good for now. And you know what? It may turn into that she wants more American Girl dolls. I don't,
bet she will.
I don't know. I am kind of hopeful that she doesn't. But again, I you know, I don't know. But no disrespect to the community of American Girl dolls and the universe.
I'll tell you what, there was a heyday here in West Hollywood where the fun thing to do when pot first became legal here was to get real stoned and go to the Grove to the American Girl doll cafe with your gay guy friends. That was
really
like the fun thing to do for a while. Yeah. In the mid-aughts.
That is so funny. In the mid-aughts.
Yeah. Where do you want to go to lunch? You want to go to Hugo's or American Girl place?
Do they serve real food at the American Girl place?
I think it was like tea. You know,
do you get in? Can you get in there without a kid?
I don't know. We figured it out.
That seems a little. Now, it is Vanderpump Rules night. And I got to tell you, I said something very offhandedly on this broadcast about 3 weeks ago that has just been clogging up my Twitter timeline ever since, and not in a positive way. And that is that I believe that I, again, kind of offhandedly said that Lala and Brock are the voices of reason this season. Well, people are doubting my sanity. They think I am and they also just think I'm a horrible person for saying so. Let me just say, again, I'm enjoying Lala and Brock this season. That's all. Voices of Reason is, I guess y'all got me there because, you know, it's a show in which there is maybe not a ton of reason. And maybe that's why we like it. But again, I just will say, I'll just say it in a different way. I'm really enjoying Lala and Brock this season. I really am.
I am too. And also, I think the real voice of reason, the question would be, do you think that Brock could crack my skull between his thighs?
Brock's, I know that hair.
I would like to challenge
that
him.
That haircut,
to,
you know.
Crush my skull using just your thighs.
There are two things that I think are that are connective tissues for me with Lala this season. The first is that I remain very impressed by her sobriety and her commitment to it. And I think it's admirable in life. And I also am always impressed when people choose sobriety and continue to take part in a reality show. Which I think is probably can be triggering in all sorts of ways. And so I always am really impressed when someone on one of our shows gets sober and remains sober. I think it's so great. And then the second thing that I connect with Lala about is her journey as a single mom, because I do call her a single mom because I don't have a sense of what her ex is doing. But also, she is now on this season of Vanderpump Rules. She is finding a sperm donor, and she's going to do this for herself. And as you see now, she is pregnant. So I always respect a person who decides for themselves, I want kids, and makes it happen, because it's hard to do. And it's obviously it's what I did. And so I feel a connection to that person. So I think those are two other reasons why I'm feeling Lala this season. Back with more from this week's Daddy Diaries after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. Had to drag my son out of bed. He's off school today for a holiday. And so I signed him up for gymnastics camp all day. And he was so excited to do it. And there are some little classmates from his nursery school doing it. But I dropped him off at this huge gymnastics place, and I didn't see any of his friends, and he just kind of ran in there very sweetly, and I got very emotional watching him go in there and talk to the coach, and I just hope he found his friends. I don't know. I hope I put him in the right class. I keep checking my phone to see if they're going to call and be like, your son is in trauma, but he seems fine. By the way, and then I left, and you know how weird it is by Chelsea Piers trying to get a cab and stuff. I was so discombobulated. It's like 8:50 in the morning. I'm walking around looking for a cab. Some woman is kind of walking by, and she goes, why do you look so lost? Like that. I go, because I'm looking for a cab. Just get off my jock, lady. God.
Maybe can you wait? Can you let that go?
Well, I did let it go, but I'm just recounting my time dropping.
No, I just mean when that happens.
No, I do drop it off.
But I think people are attacking you for wearing the right shirt when you walk into the gym and saying mean things to you. I think you live in New York. If somebody comes for you, just be like, fuck you, right back, and keep walking.
Well, girl, that's what I did with that guy from the gym, and I felt quite good about it. I should have said, I said to the woman, I'm looking for a cab. Like, it's a, you do you. Listen to your book on tape, whatever you're doing. I'm good. I'm not. How about find me a cab? Just, anyway. I did let that go. It was fine.
It sounds like it.
No, I did. I'm just recounting my morning to you. Yes,
I do understand.
That's all. Let me recount my night last night, because I had a very fun night. We were live in the clubhouse. Sheena Shea and Brock Davies were there. And so my pals, Jeannie, Jackie, and Jeannie's husband came to the show. We had dinner one night last week. Now, Jeannie and Jackie, I grew up with them. I met them in seventh grade. And we had dinner last week, and Jeannie's husband said, oh, you know, we haven't been to your show in like a long time, years. And I said, he goes, well, when's fun to come? I go, come to a live show. It's always like the most fun, even. And Jeannie's like, well, I don't know who Sheena Shea is. I go, you don't need to. It'll be a fun vibe. So they came. I found half an edible for Fred, and I gave it to him before the show. They're sitting in the front row. Now, Jackie watches Vanderpump Rules, and I don't know that Sheena Shea is Jackie's speed on Vanderpump Rules. So she had this look the whole show where she was just kind of, She had a look on her face. Jeannie has never seen Vanderpump Rules, so she is sitting there like titillated. And then Fred just was so high. It was great. It was so fun having them there. We had Chippendales behind the bar. I kept yelling at them for talking. I'm like, am I interrupting something, to the bartenders? Then we were playing this game where we put a minute on the clock. And for the first time in 15 years on Watch What Happens Live, our timer broke. Like, it stopped at 27 seconds. We're going and going. Like, they're going to win this game. And I look and I'm like, the clock broke. But you know what? Mercury is in retrograde. Like, yes. Everything is breaking and off kilter and weird. So that was one of them. And I'll tell you what, but it was fun. It was a really fun night. Oh my gosh. I finished watching Saltburn. Well, I mean, I am such an idiot. I cannot.
You are. You should have finished it.
Believe that I turned it off. I just thought, oh, the hot guy's dead. It must be over. And I turned it off when the kind of goofy looking guy was fucking the grave. And then I missed the entire point of the movie. And I hated him at the end. I was so mad at him for killing that whole family. What a horrible person. And then I was like, you know what? This movie is very bad for the gays. You know?
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy wanted the house so much, he killed the whole family. Terrible.
Well, it's like when you're in development meetings and things like that, it always comes up. It's like, well, let's not make the gay person the serial killer. Let's try to not make the lesbian the murderer right now. Like,
well,
but they didn't mind. Yeah.
They sure didn't.
These gays, they're trying to murder me.
That's right. That's what they do, apparently, according to all media. Oh, my God. Did I tell you about seeing Patti LuPone at Carnegie Hall?
Yeah, you did.
Did I?
No. I thought you mentioned it.
I didn't. Oh,
maybe you said you were going to go. Maybe that's what you said.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. I knew you were going.
Now you're messing with me.
I'm not. Oh, okay. I know you were going. Maybe you didn't give us the follow-up.
I did.
How was it?
Well, it was incredible. It was incredible. And, oh my God, John, you pretending to be interested in me will just.
I heard it was really good. Somebody else I know was, who was it that went that said it was so good? I know Scotty went. Scotty, did he work on it?
Scott Whitman directed it. Yeah, I was sitting with Scott. I brought Amy Sedaris and we were in a little box. It was at Carnegie Hall. And she was so incredible. And there's a moment where she walks towards the piano and picks up a martini. And everyone in the place goes crazy and applauds for, like, you know, sustained applause. Because they know that she is about to sing what?
Ladies Who Lunch?
Yes. You're a good gay, John.
Don't I know it?
Don't you know it? I was plagued, though, it was two acts. For the first act, much like the spinning class I was in on last Saturday, I was just plagued by deep thoughts that were, like, ruining me. I was to the point where I took my suit jacket off during intermission. And my pits were all wet. And my pits never sweat. John knows. Do I have any odor? Aren't I just... John used to say, you have no discernible odor.
Yeah, right? No, you don't. You're not a stinky guy.
Right. And I'm not a big kind of schwitzer under the arms either. But I was just awash in waves of self-doubt. Yeah, as a matter of fact, Jordan, I left you a voice note during intermission.
Yeah,
I did. Couldn't you tell I was in my thoughts?
I could tell. Yeah, I mean, usually when you send me something at 9 p.m.
Yes.
You're going
I was having all sorts of thoughts mm-hmm. about Yeah. Anyway, just doubting myself. Can you raise two kids? Everything. What are you doing? And I want to say, Act Two brought me totally out of it. And I left feeling real bullish on life and everything. And I ran into Amy yesterday on the street and she said, you know, she went through it too during the Patti LuPone. And she has been, she said it's been really rough for Aries out there. And that Aries have been going through a really hard time. And she said that she feels kind of transformed. So Patti LuPone really did a number on us.
Patty's deep, yeah.
Patty is deep. She really helped us out. She was so good.
The eclipse made people feel weird too. Don't forget that this week.
That is right. What did you do for the eclipse? We didn't talk about that either.
I was in the middle of doing some squats and a lovely lesbian next to me had glasses because she was prepared, like as lesbians usually are. So I said, can I borrow those? I ran outside. I looked at it. I had a moment to connect with the ancients. And then I came back inside and finished squatting.
How was the coverage in LA? In other words,
I was expecting nothing,
right?
But I saw a lot. I mean, it was very cool. I saw the sun almost black out. And
right.
It went on its way.
Yes, she went on her way. It was cool.
It was very cool.
I was saying yesterday,
like, imagine. I can see why the ancients of yesteryear were freaked the fuck out. It looks like the world's ending. There's something wrong with the sun.
Yes.
It's cool. It's crazy. I see why that made everyone insane.
I was so glad I talked to Liza last Friday, my friend, and she was like, do you have eclipse glasses? And I said, no. And I bought them on Amazon immediately. I had them on Saturday. Ben was trying to break them all weekend. Then Monday morning, he was like, I'm not going to go watch the eclipse. I'm like, okay, fine. Anyway, then he got home from school. He's like, when is it going to be the eclipse? When is it going to be the eclipse? I'm like, it's going to be soon. We went, I think I've told you, I bought a new apartment that is under construction and it has great outdoor space. And we went, and Ben had never been to the new apartment. I've been kind of scared to take him there because he's obviously so attached to our home. But we went, and it was actually the perfect time to go because it felt like we were there for something else. It's like saying to him, we're going to the Harlem Globetrotters to get hamburgers, not to see the Harlem Globetrotters. So he was there for the eclipse, but he was looking around and he was like, wow, this is great. You know, like, so he had a positive first experience with it. Although you can see the river. I was like, wow. I go, look, Ben, you can see the Statue of Liberty from there. You can see the river. I go, what else can you see? He goes, I see the lake. I go, that's a river, not a lake. Like, what are they teaching you in this nursery school? But it was so great because there were people gathered everywhere on all the roofs, on corners of the streets. Did it feel communal like that in LA? Was your gym all outside and stuff?
Yeah, it wasn't as crazy, but at 11:07, that's when everyone was all freaking out. That was the peak.
So, and did it get dark at all in LA?
A little bit.
Right.
It wasn't like with y'all, but it was. And then I went on a hike for the tail end of the eclipse and, wondered
nice.
If I could get a little tan, even though the sun was a little obstructed.
Right. And
I can report I did. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That is nice. I love a communal experience, I'll tell you that. Thursday, April 11th, 2024. I'll tell you what, John. This has been a week of people saying random shit to me on the street.
Oh, again?
And it happened again yesterday. I was walking home from the gym. And this gentleman, nice gentleman, probably in his early 60s, was crossing 13th and 7th Avenue. And he turned to me and he said, oh, hello. I said, hello. He goes, I like your work. I go, thank you. And he goes, well, some of it. Can you imagine?
I can. These people just, you got to put blinders on.
These people are insane. But I mean, some of it. I mean, I don't know.
I think when you sign up to have your life on display each and every day, you sign up for unsolicited crap from morons.
I know, you're right.
And the trade-off is you're rich and have a platform. Right. And every now and then, some jerk off is gonna take a crap, and you just go, "Thanks, Queen."
Right, right. It's true. I should have said, "Thanks, Queen."
Who cares?
By the way,
loser.
He was a queen too.
Sure, I bet she was. She was probably trying to flirt. I think that's the other thing. People think they're either being funny or bitchy. They think they know you, and they think it's charming to have a little attitude when really it's just obnoxious.
A lot of people, I think funny that you say that, because a lot of people do come up and say, you know, "I don't know who you are, but my friend loves you." And I'm like, "Okay, girl." And I say, "Well, I don't know who you are either." So
right.
Get the fuck out of my
I think people... They get nervous, they get flustered, and then they overcompensate by trying to be confident and too flirty.
Right.
And they're not trying to be mean, they're just awkward.
Right.
Not everyone can be as poised and polished and elegant as you at
all
times.
Oh, you're kind, darling.
I know.
You are so kind. Want to clear something up, or want to just add to a comment that I made that apparently that has made some news this week, and I don't know when I said it, but apparently I said it to Bryce from Entertainment Tonight, and I don't know when. I haven't seen him since BravoCon, I don't think.
What?
But apparently I told him, and it got picked up all over the place, that that Jersey, the idea of having both Melissa and Teresa on the show, that it's not sustainable because they're not speaking and there are kind of two camps on the show. And what I want to clarify is that I maintain that statement. It isn't a sustainable universe to have kind of two camps on the show. And I think you see that with Potomac this season, and why a lot of viewers, including me, were frustrated with it. But I will say this, it somehow worked this season. Like, we got through the season and it worked and it's interesting. And as I think you see from the trailer, the season is not about Melissa versus Teresa. And I think that's great. Yet they're both still on the show and we want to see them on the show. They're both, you know, they're both stars and they've been on the show, you know, forever. So it worked this season, but I stand by what I'm saying, that for the future, it's not sustainable. I don't want you to think that what I said was a condemnation on this season. So I just wanted to clarify that. Our email inbox is booked and busy. And our email address is what?
andyiswrong@siriusxm.com.
Oh, my Lord. Brenda Olivas said, "Just a comment. I watched Watch What Happens Live on Peacock. I watched the one with Britney last night while on my Peloton, and I felt like you looked very irritated. I hear you stopped drinking. Girl, let me tell you, it showed on Watch What Happens Live. Have a drink and lighten up." Well, that's funny. I actually enjoyed that one. It was Britney and that gal from Bridgerton who I loved so much. So, I don't know. I feel bad to hear that. Renee Bliss said, "I'm a female and I don't care what time Ben woke up. Sorry, just being honest."
That's funny.
Jennifer Friedland said, "Love the show. Gets me through my cardio. Jordan's laugh in the background is an underrated highlight of every podcast." Congrats, Jordan. She said, "Last year was my first Amy Sedaris holiday hangout. I listened to all of them immediately, putting stakes in the ground now for tickets to this." Well, I hope you do, and I hope any of you listen. They're all on demand. It's such a good listen in the background. She's so funny. Quinn Sember said, "I love John Hill, But I wish he'd cut Andy a little more slack. Sometimes he seems so annoyed about having to do the show with him. I agree. Any comments, John?
No.
Like yesterday, right, I was trying to talk about my time at Patti LuPone, and I just felt like, oh my God, I am torturing John here. Yeah, there's a lot of comments about me talking about kids. Stephanie said, Jim is wrong. Your kid stories are hilarious. You're a friend, and don't friends share their kid stories with each other? Keep it up. Ignore Jim. In the words of Dorinda Clip. Jessica DiLorenzo from upstate New York begs to differ. Nobody with any taste is entertained by the daily complaints that Ben woke you up early again. You're a parent, for F's sake. Set aside time in the morning for you and Jordan to kiki about parenting crap so you can get it out of your system. Or have a weekly show about parenting. It seems the producers take a light touch with you because your instincts were good before you had kids. Now they just seem to tell you what you want to hear. Well,
ooh, who wrote that one?
Your girl, Jessica DiLorenzo. Oh.
Wow.
And her email is johnhill@gmail.com. That's funny. Kim Robertson said, calling Anderson on the fly is one of my favorite things. Please call him more. It would be so fun to have a let's see where Anderson is today, or let's leave Anderson a voicemail. And thanks for turning me on to the Smith Sisters. Okay, well, let's call him. Okay, hold on. First, let me look on the Find My and see. Anderson and I were on King Charles last night. Mm. Let's see. He is, looks like, well, it's not, my service isn't good. Okay, it's live. He is at home. Okay, so there seemingly would be, let's actually play. You know, sometimes he doesn't take my call. So let's actually play Will Anderson Take My Call. I think he's not going to take it. What do you think, John?
I think he'll take it.
Okay, let's see. I don't think he's going to take it. Sometimes when she's at home, she don't take it. Yeah. Let's see. Yep. And he's got like a British answering machine message.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, and the British answering machine message isn't on. Oh, whoops. I almost had his number be on the thing. That's no good. Okay, well, I tried, Kim. That's all for this week's edition of Andy Cohen's Daddy Diaries podcast. To hear every minute of my kiki with John, plus interviews, news, and more, you can listen to my SiriusXM channel, Radio Andy, anytime on the SiriusXM app. We'll see you right back here with more Daddy Diaries next week.
Radio Andy, always unpredictable, a SiriusXM podcast.